All right, good afternoon, everybody. It's Thursday, December 11th, and this is the East County Board of Zoning Adjustments. They're called the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Here.
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 Yeah.
Thank you. We're going to put the pledge of allegiance. Follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Amy, now we could open it to public forum. Anything that's not on the agenda.
You know, no, please.
And I don't have any cards.
One second. Nobody's talking.
This one.
Yes, there are no hands raised.
Thank you. How about the field trip report?
There were no field trips.
Thank you. Neighborhood preservation and zoning ordinance abatement.
And no neighborhood preservation ordinance.
Thank you. Alcohol beverage sale regulation administrative hearing.
No alcohol beverage sale regulation hearing.
So we'll have approval of the minutes. Good to have that attached.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Don't believe.
I don't think you're here.
I'll second.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
He's abstaining because he was absent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. How about the consent calendar?
There are no items on the consent calendar.
All right, that takes us to the business today, regular calendar. First item is conditional use permit.
First item, during the normal superstop. Thank you. The application is PLN 2017-147. This is the consideration of a conditional use permit for the unit operation of a tourist agent type A. Parcel is management. There's this county area. And classified into plan development. 1579 zoning out of highway from the use described. This parcel is located at 3004 Andrade Road, southeast corner, adjacent to the intersection of Tapanour Way and Interstate 680 with access both north and south from 680. This project is exempt from the provisions of California Environmental Quality Act under section 15301, class one existing facilities. As the property is as shown on the overhead aerial with the involves the main service station, the main parcel where the service station is, and as well as the section at the rear where there has been an onsite wastewater treatment system located. These two parcels have since been combined into one single parcel. And the applicant again is Khan Petroleum with Obey Abdullah, who is present. And again, the application is requesting approval of the continuing operation of the service station in Type A. And it's consistent again with the plan development zoning. So the pathway for processing this application was delayed somewhat because issues with compliance, both with underground tanks and the Department of Environmental Health approval for the on-site wastewater treatment system, as well as the permit for the domestic water on site. So it had three main issues that the applicant has been able to bring mostly into compliance. The remaining issue is the on-site wastewater treatment system that is undergoing additional review under the auspices of the Environmental Health Department, County Environmental Health Department, and this is of concern not just the Department of Environmental Health, but to the Sinol community. So since the meeting with the Sinol community in August of this year, there's been additional communication with the Sinol, and they've expressed their concern regarding on-site wastewater treatment system and the timeline for its approval. We'll talk about that a little bit more after. So the permitting the Regional Water Quality Control Board, as well as the Environmental Health Division that regulates underground tanks, that those issues are now in compliance. And Environmental Health Department had an earlier given conditional approval for the on-site wastewater treatment system, and then rescinded that approval in September. And now after meeting in mid-November, the applicant, Environmental Health, there's a roadmap, a pathway forward for the approval of either the on-site wastewater treatment system or as presented by Environmental Health Department. They're also eligible for possibly using a holding tank that would be pumped out periodically. So I don't know if either of those options is available to the applicant. So again, this happened after this August 20th. Sinol see some recommendation for this is just a brief timeline where the where there was a, an approval in May of 2025 from from Environmental Health. That was rescinded September 9th and then renewed on November 13th after this working meeting that we've been an interagency that we have conducted. The results of that is that there is a 1 year timeframe for approval and for installation, which is just pretty quick turnaround for environmental health projects, as we know. So just generally about the Sunol Superstop, the use in the facility continues to be consistent with the PD zoning, allowing H1 uses. And then with respect to the general plan designation, it would be, it's non-conforming. However, this has been approved since the 1960s. So it's continued. The use has not stopped or was not delayed in any way. And also staff has updates to the draft resolution to present to you today, and these are born of you know, the communication with this is just the definition distinction between the type A, type B jurisdiction uses. This is the type A, which is less intensive. In both in terms of how it's sited on the land, as well as the use of the land. And again, this is the here and a few pictures. This was a busy afternoon. And again, staff recommendation is for operation. And then just thrilled. For this draft resolution to be for change made to the front page, under italics, the fourth paragraph down, whereas the Sunol Citizen Planning Council, and then added language was, and based upon the communicated resolution of all prior issues relating to the on-site wastewater treatment system. And then paragraph just below that is corrected in italics, but the actual date of the today's hearing, December 11th. First, the condition number one, the authorization, also contains some update for italics, mandatory review after 1 year, required for communication with Department of Environmental Health staff regarding the installation of the approved on-site wastewater treatment system. And the installation of the approved system was required by recommendation of the Sunol Citizens Advisory Council. That's just the wording way of saying that it continues to be a concern of the Sunol community and the through the council. Condition number two was added. It is should the property remain out of compliance, abide mandatory review date, a hearing may be scheduled for this board for an extensive compliance review and should have any penalties that may be appropriate. The addition of that condition of approval, that number two, change the number of the successive conditions for that. Whereas previously there were 13 proposed conditions, there are now 14. Ingram Thompson, 14 conditions. about the improved off-site wastewater treatment system or its equivalent, that would be things that would be pumped out. The fair amount of importance to the Sunol community. And then the rest of this condition as before, you know, sets the date for the mandatory review. And also provides options for, you know, with the additional timeframe of up to 10 years should the applicant be fully in compliance with the condition. Otherwise there could be much shorter periods for the mandatory review. That concludes that presentation.
Thank you, Damian. So do you guys have any questions for staff?
When were the two parcels combined? Was that recently?
Yes, they were combined recently. That's why they don't show it being combined on our aerials.
But were they owned by the same owner during the same time? So they didn't take over this wastewater plot. Was it always part of the business? They just acquired it, or they just combined it?
Correct. Yes. So the applicant years ago, I'm not sure when, acquired the property, and it was always two separate parcels.
But the leach field is on the parcel. It's not the adjacent parcel, it's on the parcel, the original parcel.
The leach field is on the parcel to the rear that was a separate parcel and now
it's considered one parcel.
Okay.
It's always been used for the service station dating back to 1967.
Yes. I don't staff isn't planning staff doesn't have that full information that permitting would be to environmental health, but staff understands now that yes, that is.
Two questions. Out of the Sunol advisory, they never come up with a traffic issue there. Sometimes there's a lot of traffic in front of that place.
Yes.
Nothing was brought up about traffic.
No.
And the other, just another question. Loitering, the sheriff's department, I talked to him once in a while. They said there's a lot of loitering that goes on there at night, and that was not a complaint from the citizens.
I did not hear that at the consideration for this item, nor in an earlier sheriff's report. But
I didn't see the sheriff's talking to the fire department and everything else, but I didn't see that they checked off on that.
Oh, that the saying under the referral responses, this project this year may not have been referred to the staff in preparation for the, I'd say, for the 1 year review. And also explore that community care if they're able to concern.
Yeah. In the I want to say 75 to 77, it was a veterinarian clinic. It was a gas station, then it closed, and a veterinarian ran for a while. Did we go back to that?
Yes, sir. There was history that is unaware.
Yes, it's right here, operation of veterinary clinic.
So my question is, I guess now that it's open to the public, so the restrooms must be being used more, and that's where this problem comes in, correct? No,
not at all, because the water usage is the
same. We're going to open it up to you guys just for a second.
So the wastewater treatment plant or whatever it is, right?
It's a septic system.
Right. It, has it failed and now it works? Or that's the 1 year that you're trying to?
Yeah, that's clarity I needed too. So is it currently failing and we're giving them 1 year to bring it into compliance? Or is it limping along and there's upgrades that have to be done? Just trying to get some clarity as to why we would approve it if it's a failed.
That goes back to the history of it, right? That's what I'm saying. Yes. When the veterinarian clinic was there, it was fine. Now that it's open and it's around the clock. And so then that system, I'm assuming that system has to be updated and made bigger. It's not just a 3-bedroom house.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Staff and including at the latest meeting in November, is from Department of Environmental Health staff. They had instructed the engineer or the applicant to locate and ascertain exactly where the apparatus for the leach field is located. The assumption is that it's located in its entirety on that rearward portion of the parcel, but there's some clarity that environmental health, and I don't think this is an uncommon situation, because often environmental health will have plans that may be somewhat vague from the original permitting. And so the purpose, and I think later we can hear from the applicant. I believe the engineer went out today to look at the system, but I think it is your description where there's an existing system, it's not failing, but it also does not meet the requirements of the LAMP program.
But they're comfortable looking operate for a year.
Question, exactly.
Yes, that's.
And in turn, it's it gets updated.
To standard,
there you go. It gets updated.
Standard,
yeah. Right? That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so environmental health is comfortable with the continuing to operate there. They additionally have approved, or without objection to the planning process, that the application could be approved, but it's 1 year timeline. And as far as I know, the environmental health department is now one site visit to the site. So they have some ideas of what is located there and how it's functioning. They haven't shut the service station down and not allowed it to right now. Or is there any restrictions on use to allow guests or not to allow people applicants? There's no constraints of that type.
Well, your question is not what I'm understanding. What's the 1 year for?
No, I think he answered that.
For updating, for the new testing.
Yes, for
bringing that to current standard.
Yeah.
For getting approval from environmental health and installing that approved.
Got it. Okay.
Another question.
Yeah.
So I guess we should open to public comment, and then we'll allow the applicant to finish. So I don't have any cards. Is there anybody online who wants to?
Madam Chair, it might be appropriate for the applicant to start.
Yeah, do we have anybody online who wants to address us?
No.
Okay, then we can open up to the applicant.
Good evening. My name's Mike Robertson with Robertson Engineering, civil engineer, the owners. And I wasn't involved with the original preliminary study that was initially submitted to Environmental Health. And that was back in 2019. That didn't get acted on by Environmental Health until we were trying to get the use permit completed, which I was handling for the owners. And in the meantime, as Damien has said, they had cleared all of the issues regarding the leaking tanks or domestic water, all of those with the state and state drinking water had been solved, and the old last remaining item to really effectively get a long-term lease use permit was the wastewater. The Environmental Health's records of the existing system when that went in was very weak, I'll just say, and they weren't convinced that the preliminary study for the repair that was done by the consultant, who is now retired, which is why I'm doing that now, they weren't in necessary agreement because there was a couple of fundamental issues. One was there was never any location of the existing system at all. And so everybody was sort of like, well, and I think your characterization of it seems to be limping along is probably the appropriate thing. In the meantime, from an operational standpoint, they have had, the owners have had that, the septic tank pumped regularly. So this is a monthly pumping operation. However, the tank itself, when it got put in, was only 950 gallons, which I've since determined in my investigation. We're now getting ready after the first year to run a snake down those leach lines, find where the distribution boxes are, where the laterals are, so that can be plotted as part of what we resubmit to Environmental Health. Along with that is the analysis that is it sufficient, and if not, what's it going to need to upgrade it to current standards? And so our task is not only to have it designed to meet current standards, but also to have it constructed to meet current standards by next year this time. And if that's done, then the Environmental Health feels that's clear, it's not an issue for the public. And so that's where that's at. In the meantime, they feel like because it continues to operate, there haven't been any complaints, no issues relative to leachate in the adjoining soil, et cetera, that there wasn't any public health issue and that they could continue to operate so long as they continued pumping the tanks on a monthly basis, et cetera. So that's where that's at. And I hope I answered those questions. We're now, it's basically a three-step process for continuing over the next 6 months is find out where the existing is, be able to map and document that for historical purposes, do the design for the loads that it's getting now and the future anticipated loads, and have a contractor come there, get that installed. It's allowed under the Environmental Health, and they even provided me with another gas station location in the county where they've installed holding tanks, large holding tanks that get pumped and hauled away and disposed of. And that's an appropriate solution. That's not the one we're necessarily going to use or we'll see. I think it's preferable to have it more natural if we could, not rely on, you know, that system. So we're in the process of evaluating the economics of that. and comparing that to the economics of installing a new engineered system, which it will need to be. So.
Any other questions? And we'll close that.
That was very.
Yeah. Does anybody else want?
No, I'm good. If there's not any questions.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so with that, then we're.
We have no attendees wishing this.
Okay, thank you. So we'll close public comment and we'll bring it to a vote.
For staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do you have to do a roll call?
It's like, I'm sorry. Member Impala?
Yeah.
Member Smithson?
Yes.
Member Eddie?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Number two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This other item being presented by Morales, PLN 2025-117, this is a burial. Allow a 10-foot encroachment into the 530-foot front yard setback. Property located at 621 Kilcare Road in Skulls. Parcel number 96210-3, and this is considered exempt. Where is the flashbulb? Yeah. FBO1, class one, existing facility.
Thank you again for any question. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Moral and I'm. The applicant is requesting approval of 10-foot encroachment into the required 30-foot front yard setback, resulting in a 20-foot setback. This reduction is needed to accommodate a proposed remodel and addition. The designer being very ready to extend online, so we will be able to answer any questions. The point of the meeting of low and medium density residential in the area general plan. The residential with a minimum requirement building size of 5 acres. The zoning allows for rural nature residential development, and this project is exempt from CEQA under section 15301 for operation mainline rehabilitation. So the subject property is an irregularly shaped of approximately 42,689 square feet. The lot is relatively level, but constrained by the alignment of Kilcare Road, which besets the property and influences the home placement. Although the site appears open, the natural topography and lot geometry would not would limit the building area for a meaningful expansion. So construction. In addition, elsewhere on the parcel would be significant, would need significant grading that would include removal of native soil or the importation of pavement. So both options would create unnecessary disturbance to the existing landscape. This slide shows 2023 street view images from both sides, east and west directions along Cookman Road. The images illustrates the existing structure position and near the roadway and illustrate how the home's orientation and the presence of porch roofline influences the visible building space. So the proposed front addition will remain under the current porch roofline and helping maintain a consistent streetscape appearance. So again, the variance is needed to allow a 10-foot encroachment into the required 30-foot front setback, a living 20-foot setback. And the project aims to expand the residence while avoiding disturbance to the existing green area, including mature trees. So the proposal includes a 220 square foot front addition that relocates the front entry and a kitchen expansion on the right side of the structure, and the variance is required under Alameda County Municipal Code 17.54.080. Because of the size topography, as I mentioned earlier, valuable green spaces, building toward the front will be within the already developed area. So staff would recommend to Eden area, to East County Board of Zoning Adjustments for approval of the variance. Here you could see the existing condition, actually the design and proposed site plan, and where the new addition is highlighted in green square. And you can see that that 20 foot front setback clearly noted, and the addition will be placed beneath the roofline at the front of the house. And the placement avoids extending the building footprint into undisturbed area and does not alter any orientation of the home toward Kilpin Road. So the proposed floor plan shows the 220 square foot front addition and relocating the front entry. It shows that the kitchen expansion on the right side of the existing structure, and also the addition supports a more functional and open interior layout, allowing for living area and kitchen spaces to be integrated. The expansion maintains consistency in roof pitch, material, and architectural characters. The addition remains under the existing porch roofline, which limits the visual impact from the roadway and helps preserve the rural residential development of Kilpin Road. And again, the elevation shows the project involved no changes to the overall building massing beyond the modest expansion already described. So the property is designated a rural density residential, ECAP RR. Under this designation, density is less than one unit per acre, which this case is. Parcel must be at least 5 acre, which it is, and development must remain within a 2 acre contiguous envelope, which they're doing it. And the maximum allowed residential floor area is 12,000 square feet. Also, the ECAP goal for residential uses is to provide adequate and diverse housing. So under policy 21, which recognize and support existing rural residential area of Sunol, this project fits squarely within the intended rural residential development. And also, this slide summarizes the zoning and variance findings. The property zone R1 LVE, which require 30 foot front yard setback, 20 foot rear yard setback, and 10 foot side yard setback. The proposed design maintains the existing front building line under the porch roofline, minimize visual and spatial impact on the streetscape, and preserve nature elements on the site. Also, it remains consistent with the home's architect material. So up to today, no public comments were received as of publication of neighborhood courtesy notice, hearing notice, and based on November 19th, Sunol Citizen Advisory Council recommended approval with 4 votes in favor of the staff recommendation. So staff would recommend to East County Board of Zoning Adjustments for approval of the variance. And this concludes my presentation. I am available for any question.
Thank you. So before we open to the public comment, do you guys have any questions?
For the land use, is there like an exchange? Because I know with like a lot of, you know, land use, if you take, because it looks like it's outside of the building envelope, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So do they have an exchange, or they were taking this 220 square feet in exchange, we're taking 220 square feet out of what we currently could use? Type of situation?
I don't think so. As I explained, let me share the screen one more time with you guys. Also, the designer is online, so if he could, I think, raise his hands if he needs to So this expansion, as you can see on the photos, this expansion would be to the left side, as far as you can look at the house, and it would stay under the porch. So it's not going to be any change of.
It's actually still within the door.
It's still within the door.
Yeah, the building is still in 20-foot ground, and but for this addition, they needed to apply for a variance. That's why.
Thank you. Any other questions? Go over to public comment.
Yes. James Woodard is on. James, if you would like to speak, you can. You can raise your hand either through the raise hand function on Zoom or the star 9.
I'm the designer. I'm just available for any questions that might be raised.
Thank you. I don't believe we have any questions.
Questions? Okay. Thank you.
If there's no other folks who want to speak, then we will close public comment.
No, there are you part? I think they were with the previous.
I have a question.
Any to this particular case?
No, you can stop me from talking further, but I think my question is, my situation is related to this.
Okay. So you do have a public comment?
I don't know.
To this agenda item?
No.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to close public comment and then bring it back to.
Motion for staff recommendation.
Second.
Can we have a motion to approve and second?
Bird in.
Yep.
Chair Suda.
Yes.
Chairman Law.
Yeah.
Yeah, motion passes.
All right. Thank you.
Question. Why are you here?
What's the question?
Why are you here?
I'm in question because due to the history of this property, it's 2004. My property is 3113. Across the street, about four houses. I spend a lot of money. Architecture, building, everything that needs to be done. Weight, everything. $100,000. If at the point that I need this again, it was approved before, and then all delayed 2 months, we changed the code. Instead of 1 mile, 1.5 mile. 1 mile is approved already. And then I can do 1.5 mile cost me another 100,000. So forget about that, okay? Because I plan to build my house there. And then, and then I have two choices, sell it, or because I thought of a veterinary. I want to build that one as a veterinary office. So my question is, why did that the veterinary being replaced? Was his permit canceled? It just happened. Because if his permit canceled, it's not allowed. I don't want to talk.
So you're in point of order. I don't know how to handle this. It's not, did not come into open forum. It's not part of the case that's before us right now. I don't know. I guess I would just refer to the planners.
It sounds to me like you reopened public forum to allow him to.
He's here, so
to
we're
a matter not related to the agenda. And he's made his comment. Okay. I will generally in public, if it's open forum and interplay, it's not really. So I would advise you. Speak to one of the planners here today after the meeting about your questions.
Yeah, because I would say that the wind was approved. I have a good chance that it should be approved. If it removes some of the other reason, a chance of cold, that's all I would try.
I can talk to you after the meeting.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So with that, we reclose public forum. All right, thank you. You want us to look at the 2026 regularly scheduled events?
Okay.
I should know that.
Even more confusing.
That's why we had your
thanks.
We can keep us in track.
Yes, under staff comments, there are the most, I believe, all of these meetings in front of this room. There is an option in March, recent for public works, and also in May. Even though there's two days per month that is focused on one day per month.
Okay.
And combine as many as you can up with.
Yes.
A lot of work for everybody to come here for 7 minutes.
You guys do a pretty good job. Okay. So do you need us to motion or anything, or just you to want to bring it to our attention?
Yes, you do a voice vote. That's right. It's not agenda. I'm seeing it.
Well, he did.
So I don't have it on my agenda.
He's got number 3 under regular calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's why I brought them.
Yeah.
No worries. Do you?
Sorry.
I motion that we agree or concur with staff recommendations on our next year's calendar.
I'll second that.
Member Mott?
Yes.
Here's who said it.
Yes.
Member Eddie?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. So now,
I just kind of question on that item. And why do we have to go to Gleason, and why do we just can't stay here because we don't have the building here?
Oh,
is that where we move back and forth?
Yeah, there are certain dates where this room is taken.
We get.
And Pleasanton, there's no way we're going to go there every year.
But Pleasanton, not approved. Well, there were complications for adding a virtual component, such as to the hearing.
Didn't accommodate us technologically.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have our concurrence on that. What about comments and correspondence?
So, say there's two prior soil import cases that were discussed prior, and code enforcement staff said that both cases have incurred fines and $30,000, and next week both will have an additional $15,000, so 45. So that's the update.
Thank you. Hey, what about any board announcements, comments, or reports?
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, well, I agree. Happy holidays, everybody. Then with that, we are adjourned. For the year.